This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 177 for Tuesday, January 5th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
You can ink it up. We are going to talk about it. Did you screw up and say 2015?
No, I said 2016. I said 2016. Okay. I've been practicing all day. We almost had a third. We almost had a guest podcast host, which is part of the reason why we're a little bit late.
We were going to have a guest.
Brooke almost made a guest appearance. So,
and halfway through the afternoon, Brian started to lose his voice. So it was like, all right, we've already skipped 2 weeks of podcast. Now, just when we're about to get back into it, you want to get laryngitis? Well,
I had just posted that we were going to have the podcast, and then I started to lose my voice.
The Freudian slip kind of thing.
I know. I was like, oh, this can't be. We can't cancel out. So anyway, here we are. We took 2 weeks off. Christmas, of course. I know a lot of folks are traveling and hanging out with their family. And last week, it was, end of year, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the retail business. Those of you who have worked retail, you know what we're talking about. We're just busy trying to get everything counted and inventory done.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. As quick a time as possible. We're pretty good this year. I think last year maybe we did it a little bit better. But
I don't think so. I think last year we just carried it in a little further. Next year is going to be awesome. Chris and Dave and Garrett and Lindsay and everybody on staff is ready to start earlier. The beauty of the back end of our website is that we can do some of this a little bit in advance, which is awesome, because the last thing that we want to do is be at the store when the store is closed on New Year's Day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and that's what we did.
No, we did. Well, what did we do? The first year we had the store. I remember sitting in the back by the paper.
By the paper.
With my laptop and thinking, this
at
is
like midnight.
This is the most insane thing ever. we were starting to get at each other's throats and like, no, we can't do that. Yeah. We should, da 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 da. And we were there all day. I think we showed up probably by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. We were there till midnight or later, I think.
We were. And I vowed we would never do that again because I would kill you.
Oh, my heavens. anyway, so that was kind of why we had no podcast last week. While everybody else was burning up the rest of their annual vacation and relaxing on the day off. Did we take a day off? Did we take Sunday off?
No.
I don't even remember.
I wouldn't know what to do with a day. I would like to find out, though.
2017. We're going to do it in 2017. We're going to take a day off.
I love Paul. Paul just asked that, having just completed inventory, do we have an update on the number of pens without nibs that Brian has?
Paul.
Paul, we only counted the pens in the store. I will tell you, and Brian will not admit this, that I couldn't tell you. I'm not allowed near Brian's pens.
I can tell you right now, I have 17 fountain pens on my desk. All of them have nibs.
They're all sailors.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4.
but to answer your question, Paul, I do not know how many pens without nibs that Brian has. I will give him credit and say that more of the pens he has bought over the last year have actually been complete pens.
Mystery remains. Paul, you're funny.
Anyway, Happy New Year. We hope you guys had an awesome Christmas and an awesome New Year. And if it wasn't awesome, at least it was stress-free.
Yeah, if it wasn't awesome, then you know what? This is a whole new year. Yep. And I for one am excited about moving on, building on some of the achievements we've had this year, and those that weren't so great, well, you know what? That's gone. So here we are. Christmas. We should back up Christmas because we have some cool pen related stuff for Christmas.
We did. Christmas was nice. A little background. Our son still lives with us. Our daughter has moved out. And so Lindsay and her boyfriend came down and spent part of Christmas Day with us. And for the record, publicly, I like the boyfriend. But Brian, being a new dad, he's new to this. It's been, what, 7 years now?
Yeah, seven. Has it been? Yeah.
You know, he's got that, I just want to scare some guy kind of.
Come on. And yeah, you guys out there, you know what I'm talking about.
You just, you know, you got to put the fear into the boyfriend. You take treat my daughter right kind of thing. Absolutely. Like this guy. Don't scare him away. But Lindsay and her boyfriend came down and we had a nice afternoon.
You'll have to admit the first time he was here this summer was kind of fun.
Brian had just gotten his Corvette and Shane was out. Yards away.
He must have been 25 feet.
Brian walks up. What'd you walk up behind him?
Yeah, I walked up behind him.
And what'd you say?
I'll try to keep it PG, but I said, if you touch it, I'll kick your butt. He took a step back. I said, I'm just kidding.
He's a nice guy. We like him a lot. But Lindsay and the boyfriend came down, and we had a nice, very relaxing, very low-key holiday. I think we ate before they got here, didn't we?
We had breakfast.
Yep. There you go. 8:10.
There we go. 8:10.
We had breakfast. Lindsay and Shane came down. We opened gifts. We had lunch. Shane was very happy to eat lunch. And then they left shortly after. Then, you know, they did our side of the family. Now they've got to go to his side of the family. And it was a very low-key, low-stress day, which is, quite frankly, what I want. That's really all I want for Christmas is no drama.
Well, and we started the night before. Right. Because I don't remember the reasoning. It was probably I couldn't take it anymore.
oh, yeah.
But
I will confess, I am the world's worst person. Worst about Christmas. I want people to start to open their gifts like for Hanukkah at the beginning of the month. I want to give all my Christmas presents early because I'm just so excited about whatever it is that I picked for people. I think they should all open them when I want them to, not when they think they should, which is like November. and Brian has really, Brian's got all the willpower. I have none.
And yeah, so if you don't know, because I may have mentioned this before, I had this beautiful, this beautiful gold box. And this was sitting on the kitchen table for a month and a half. It was just sitting, it was literally within arm's reach. I could reach out and touch it every day for the last 6 weeks. It was sitting there. And it's my Christmas present. I picked it out myself, but there it was. And so we decided we're going to do everything on the 24th. And I'm used to opening presents at Christmas Eve. I don't remember why we decided to do that.
We did Christmas Eve. We waited for Lindsay. We did ours.
We did ours.
You wanted to ink up your sailor.
Yes. Yeah, so
it was all about you.
I didn't get a picture of it. But this is a very unusual pen, and it's a terrible way to show it off. I really apologize.
Sorry.
Sailor 1911 large, but it's in micarta.
But it's a very different micarta than the Twisby micarta that some of you may be familiar
with. Yeah, you may be familiar with the Twisby micarta, which actually I took to work. There we go. This is gray, a gray micarta.
It almost looks like the Vanishing Point Carbonesque. It's got like texture.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's gray micarta section. It does have plastic threads, rhodium trim, 21 karat rhodium nib, a rhodium plated gold nib. Really a stunning pen. It's got a cool feeling to it. It's got some weight to it, a little bit of heft. And I've been waiting for this pen for forever. And we actually, we discovered that we had a couple on order. We had one in the store, and we got a notice saying that the second one that we had on order was discontinued and there was no more. So that when we saw the, and I saw the email, I went straight to the case and I pulled it out, because the rule at the shop is if it's in the case, it's for sale.
Right.
So, and this was mid-November, I think.
Yep. It's been pulled from inventory for a while, and it's hit, it has been killing Brian.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
That was it. And I couldn't stand it, because it's one of those things. If I didn't grab it, I'm going to want it and it's going to be impossible to find. And I like having very interesting sailors in the collection, really unique pieces that, you know, mosaics and in the Magellans. And I just enjoy them. They're so interesting. So anyway, I had that. And then of course I had to decide what ink to put in it. And,
that was painful for you.
Well, you know, I'm not much of an ink guy. I truly confess to that. I'm not, you know, we have some friends that, they probably have 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 inks.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not me. I have one or two blacks that I use. I have a couple of blues, you know, a green and a brown and a couple of reds, and that's it. But I wanted something special for this pen, and I've always wanted to have a bottle of this. So I grabbed a bottle of the Sailor Yamadori. That would be excellent choice for the nib. The pen does have a broad nib in it, one of my favorites. So Yamadori and a broad nib, I thought it would really just show it off, show the sheen. And it's really fantastic. So that was my, my Christmas present. And for you, it was going to be a retro, but you had already bagged it.
I already had it. Yep. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that, when you own a store, you get a little jaded. And, there were other things that I wanted for Christmas besides pens. I can get a pen every day, which I know some of you out there are just going to gasp when I say this, but sometimes it takes some of the excitement out of it. There were things I wanted for the house, things I wanted for me. You know, I just gotten a new phone, so that was part of my Christmas. And I was very excited, but,
she's all excited about the 6S plus whatever.
It's pretty.
It's big. It's huge. It's like a laptop.
It's huge. I love it. I didn't think I'd like it, but I love it. But anyway, I got a big paper blanks journal that I love and I have plans for.
Here's how that went down. She comes up to me on Christmas Day and says, "Here, you're giving this to me." I didn't know anything about it.
You know, I figure for our 10th anniversary, you are going to get me some awesome piece of jewelry, or we're going to go to some weekend.
I got it planned out already.
Some weekend getaway where it's warm and I can just like wake up and listen to the ocean and smell the sea salt or something. You know, that's coming. That's coming.
Our anniversary is on May 1st, so I mean.
I know, but I'm thinking Christmas in Mexico. Okay.
All right.
But anyway, so I got some other things that were not pen related. Although Retro 51, since we're retailers, did send us this adorable pen. And yes, it's a rollerball. Deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot. I don't know if you mentioned these. It's yeah. In fact, I got one too. They sent me one this year. Last year, we had to fight over who got it.
I got it.
And it's cool. I did a Periscope on it. It's got this cute little box.
It's great.
Wishing you a sweet holiday season, Retro 51. And they only go to retailers. No, they are not for sale. We've already had people ask. Sorry. Nice retro box. You can see there we go. The logo on the top. It's just an adorable pen. And it's got, you know, a little cookie. What has it got on there? Cookies on there, essentially what they look
stocking
like.
Stocking and snowman. Yeah, it's cute. And
yeah, it's adorable. And a nice handwritten note from our sales rep.
We love our sales rep.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But anyway,
but then I was going to give you another retro because you wanted the twinkle.
But it turns out that as soon as they came, I already grabbed one, so I already had it.
So
I'm not easy to shop for. I admit that, but you know, Christmas was good. I don't think we went to the store. Did we?
No, because we did a little Star Wars marathon.
That's right. That's right. So that in itself is like a Christmas present.
Yep.
We didn't go to the store on a holiday when the store was closed. But Christmas was nice. It was relaxing. And then back to work the next day. And even after Christmas, it's been crazy busy. It was awesome. Yep. Well, we started our free shipping for that last week of the year. And apparently people either didn't get what they wanted or they had Christmas money or something, because it was a very busy end of the year.
Yep.
Which was nice.
Because that meant less for us to come.
Everything that went out the door was like, whoa, one less thing to count. Inventory at the store was fine. Although, you know what would be really awesome is to have like everybody in the chat and all of our pen friends come up. Can you imagine what an awesome party inventory day would be?
Give everybody a couple of sheets and we'll have lunch.
A couple of sheets. Fresh coffee and donuts and fresh fruit and like a cheese platter and just, oh my God, that's such an awesome idea.
Great. You just got to figure out how to get people there next year.
Anyway. Yeah. Wisconsin in winter, that's a little challenge, but you know, inventory, that's just part of, the life of a retailer. And, then Brian had surgery yesterday.
This is me with my happy face, but yesterday's,
you know, 2015, I had, I was just starting to get used to, and I'm still not there, thyroid issues. And then I had, I think it was 5 eye procedures between cataract surgery and LASIK and a couple other things in between. 2015 was just Lisa under the knife every other month, I think. Brian started off 2016 with a root canal yesterday. So I wasn't even sure if we were going to be here today.
I was just happy having an appointment at the end of February, but no, somebody had to go and call.
It is not healthy for you to take that many Advil and the heavier drugs at night just to manage the pain.
Yeah. So anyway. And you
weren't sharing the bike at it.
So. I wasn't. No, it's just on my desk. Come on.
So anyway. I pulled rank and I called the doctor and did what I needed to do. And I got Brian into an emergency root canal yesterday. And I think part of him was relieved and part of him was a little pissed.
Dr. Brzezinski was very nice. We had a lovely chat about pens, of course, because he just couldn't believe that's what I did for a living. The first time I went in, I had my Anderson Pen shirt on, and he thought it was Anderson Windows. And I said, no, it's pens. And I happen to have my that Franklin Christoph loop in Anderson Blue, and I had my Micarta in there. And I said, no, it's these. It's good quality pens, writing instruments. And then we had a. He remembered, and we continued the discussion. So at least I was trying to spread the love. So, we got that taken care of, and now my voice is coming back with wine. So I guess that's a good sign.
There you go. Well, do what you got to do. Oh, that was my big present for Christmas. Brian bought me this huge box. It was a case of my favorite wine. It was so awesome. It's a little hard to find. Nothing expensive, nothing fancy, but it's just a little hard to find. And it was great. So now
I got it on sale. And then they gave me a discount because I bought a case.
It was great. But anyway, so inventory, beginning of the year, Brian's tooth trauma. I think it's bedtime.
Should we chat about what's going on in the store? There's a couple new things.
We should. And let's just preface by saying that we've done some planning for 2016 and we're excited. We've got some really cool things planned.
Yep.
We're still trying to figure out how to do some of them, but we've got some things on the wall that we want to get done. So
yeah, and things in motion too. So
yes, very excited.
It's gonna be great.
So what's new? Let's see. Since the last time we had a podcast, we've gotten a lot of cool stuff in and up on the site.
Sorry, no pictures. I didn't bring anything home. It just is what it is. A Kaweco, Lilliput, and Brass Sport. So Lilliput's everywhere from, you know, $55 to $180. The fire blue is really cool.
That's pretty.
You know, it's on the high end there, but it's a really pretty looking pen. You know, if you haven't seen the Lilliput, I should just do a Periscope maybe tomorrow or something. It's a very thin pocket pen. It's thinner than the Sport by far, but the cap threads onto the barrel end and makes it, you know, a really decent writing size. Extra fine, medium nibs.
And weight of it makes it not feel so, it makes it feel really significant. It's not this flimsy, insignificant plastic thing that feels like it's going to fly out of your hand.
Yeah, it's a neat pocket pen. It's a neat checkbook pen. It's, you know, I guess it's got to be the thinnest pen we own. We don't have any Shalanas, but I would say it's in Shalana size. Yeah. So,
Shalana is way thinner.
Is it thinner? Okay. In Brass Sport, we do have the Brass Sport too, which is neat. And probably the big news is we now have reproduction replacement Esterbrook J cap jewels. This is big because I get requests every week, literally every week for the past 10, 15 years. Can you sell me a jewel? No, I can't sell you a jewel. They're impossible to find. They only made them for the cap. And you either have to find a pen that's broken or you got to steal it off a good pen, and who wants to do that? So these are made in the USA, and they have a little bit of a matte finish. So if you want them to shine like the original, a little emery board and some polish will get it shined up real nice. In fact, I put one on a pen as a test, buffed it with an emery board and then polished it with some semi-chrome, and you can't tell the difference. You really can't. They're durable. And way cheaper. I mean, I've seen people charge $25, $30, $35 for a cap jewel, and people do it. I mean, that's just crazy. So they are available. I just put them up on the website now. Might have to trim a little bit of the stem down, but you have to do that with an original jewel anyway, usually. So that's the big news of the week. I think that's exciting. And a relatively healthy supply too. So, next item up, we've had for a while, we haven't had them on the site, books. Everybody needs fountain pen books. You can see right here behind me, that's a whole bookshelf full of fountain pen books. We also have the bookshelves downstairs in the basement that used to house all the ink and the pens and stuff before we moved into the store. Those are now filled with fountain pen magazines, Pen World, Pennant. What else do we have? Pen Fancier. I mean, if you haven't heard of that.
Stylophiles.
Yeah.
Old stuff. Yeah.
Super, super reference material. We have a couple of the, right now I think we have 3 Lambro books. We have some other stuff. And I've got 3 more books, including the Fischler and Schneider blue book, the big one. The coffee table book is really a super, super reference material. Almost impossible to find the book. We've got that and a couple other neat books. Some are, you know, they range the gamut. You were talking $20 to, you know, $120. So, the good ones, I still have a couple I got to put up yet. But, you know, the Lambro Fountain Pens of the World. I mean, really, it's a classic book. The Fountain Pens of Japan, if you like Japanese pens, all signed by Lambro himself.
That's a killer book.
Yeah, I mean, really cool stuff. If you like Pilot, Sailor, Platinum, I mean, it goes everything from hard rubber all the way to modern pens, Vanishing Points and Sailor King of Pen and all that stuff, all in the book. Great, great book, and signed and numbered by Lambro. So books are up. And then we also got up right around Christmas time for you Parker Jotter fans, ballpoint and mechanical pencil sets. Also, I think there's a couple of insignias in there, new old stock stuff that we bought from this stationery store that we bought the inventory from. So there's a bunch of those, some really cool ones, you know, stainless steel flighters, with the silver trim, some with the two-tone, the gold trim. Neat stuff in the boxes, of course, original tags and everything. So,
and it's going to take us a while to get all of that stuff up. We inventoried it, but we haven't done much with it because it's just been so busy. And then we jumped right from Christmas to inventory. There's a lot to put up on the site. If there's something special you're looking for, send us an email. But we're just going to get to it as we can. There's some really cool Yardoled stuff. There's some, what else did we look at the other day?
Oh, we found another pile of Custom 74 this evening as we're walking out.
Oh, that's right. Another C-nib. It's a, like a double broad.
Yeah, the Kosu, the coarse. The Kosu, it's a coarse. Very, very broad nib. And I thought we only had one. And I'm digging through the box, and here's two pilots.
And, so we keep finding things,
you know. So, and one of them is a pilot that's now the black 74. You can't get in the United States; they don't export it. But then there was also this other pen. I don't even know what the name is. It shows up in the catalog. It's a Japanese only model.
It's a PK 700R or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. I don't know what it is. It's a neat looking pen. I think it had an 18 karat nib on it, but you know, somewhere in between that Custom 74. Vanishing Point E95 price range, somewhere on that. But so we're getting to it. We'll get it up when we can get it up. So, but then what else did we also had in the last couple of weeks, the new Conrads.
Yes.
Those are up. I got to get the pictures up. I took the pictures. I just didn't get them up yet. So yeah, I think that's the new stuff that's on the web. We got some videos, a lot since the last time. Oh, and you want to mention Sailor, or not Sailor, Pilot, and Parker and Waterman price changes?
Yep, there were some price changes that went into effect January 1st. Some, but not all, Pilot pens, the Vanishing Points went up $8. The nib units went up just a little bit. What Waterman and Parker Inc. went up a little bit. Now, we can't speak to price increases on other sites. Many companies give you a price that you cannot sell below. And some companies have a recommended price and then you're allowed to discount it a certain amount. We looked at what the new retail, you know, retailers can sell for price. And we tried to stay as absolutely close to that, if not exactly at that. I know other people have maybe bumped it up a little to make it an even amount. Or to keep a certain margin. We went with as low an increase as we are allowed to do. If the price is lower on some things than other places, we are still an authorized dealer. We are still allowed to keep that lower price. We're just choosing not to jack the price up.
Yep.
But some things did go up. There are a couple Exaclair products and Parker and Waterman Inc. each went up, I think it was 50 cents. Cartridges went up just a little bit. Waterman and Parker priced their things really weirdly.
Yeah, it was weird. What was like one of them, 53 cents or something?
Something like that, yeah. So anyway, there were some small price increases. Certainly nothing huge. Over the years, we've certainly seen them jump higher than that. So, 50 cents here and there, all things considered, not a big deal.
Videos, in case you missed them in the last week, and I've been a little slow in getting some of them up. So, I'm trying to rectify that now this week. Platinum Classic Maquis, some really cool stuff.
These are gorgeous. I have really? A couple of these.
Yeah, you've got two of the five. I don't know why you don't just complete the five.
Well, I'll give it time. But I had two of the five before we even started to carry them. So right. The nibs are nice. They're very smooth. I like them a lot.
A thinner pen.
A little bit thinner, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a machine maquis as opposed to a hand-painted maquis. But you still get a really pretty pen at a very reasonable price.
Yeah, and the gold work on there is actually done, is done by hand. So. It's a nice looking pen. So we have that, the Delta Prestige, nice sterling silver pen by Delta. We did that. The Sailor Pro Gear Regency Stripe,
which you have and you adore.
Yes, is a really super, super pen. It's a very different Sailor pen. I've got a video of that. Of course, the Twisby Vac Mini and the Vac 28 bottle. We
so excited to have the 28 bottle. I think we're out now.
Yeah, we sold the last one today.
It's nice to have those now available.
So, we got a video on that. That's been popular. I did a walkthrough. We had a blog post. We did a walkthrough of the Lamy Safari Savannah Green and the Terracotta Orange. The original Safaris back from 1980. So we got a little close up view of that before we actually sold the fountain pen. We still have the rollerball, the ballpoint, and the pencil. I did another episode of my favorite pens. The Wheelock and Simpson Magic Fill is a really, really cool pen. If you like vintage stuff, check it out. It's an overlay. It's a very scarce pen. Very scarce pen.
You know, it scares me that you could do a my favorite pen video every day for the next several years and you still would not run out of vintage pens.
No, I wouldn't. It scares me. I mean, you know, I pick my pens because I like them, and there's a couple that are very similar that I would probably tag together in a video. But, you know, I don't keep duplicates of anything. So
is George Romakis in the chat? I blame George.
I don't think he is. I think I'm safe. But it's cool. Anyway, it's cool. I do have more of the My Favorite Pen videos coming out. I've got a couple in the can, so to speak. And then we did a couple of Visconti videos to introduce you to the Saturno and the Millennium Arc, two of the more recent pens in the Visconti lineup. So I'm tired just thinking about it. So there's that. And I've got some other surprises coming for the following week. I just got to get them up and we'll see. There'll be more coming. So do we have any shout outs this week?
We do a big shout out to my mom. Mom's the greatest when it comes to Christmas presents. She sent me a bunch of sweaters. I was very excited. Big shout out to our friends Jenny and Bill. Bill is channeling Brian and I health-wise, so get better, Big Bad Bill. And we received so many Christmas cards and letters, and I feel guilty that we actually bought Christmas cards this year. We were going to send them out. We didn't get around to it, and I'm sorry. I think I'm just going to start in like January and just start signing them and addressing them. And that way, maybe if I do like five a month, I'll get caught up and be able to send them out in November. But to everyone who wrote to us, who sent us emails and cards, and Michael H was on a tear there. Like, we got a letter a week for 3 weeks or something. So lots of love there. But thank you all for thinking of us and keeping us in your thoughts. So, that's it.
Is that it?
I think so. Keep it short. You're losing your voice, and that could be fun tomorrow.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it then for this week.
Use your pens.
Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. That's Anderson Pens, Inc.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com. You should check it out.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everyone. We will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye.